Hi, sir. What's your name?
My name's Brian Schmidt.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be conducting the revocation hearing this morning.
Okay, sir.
Mr. Schmidt?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
And this is the...
Brian Schmidt, 296846.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant.
Okay.
You were notified about this this hearing today on April 6th. Do you remember signing the form that day?
Yes.
And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
No, I'm just representing myself.
Okay, sir. I'll briefly introduce you to the board members who are conducting the hearing today. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Turner, who's a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. Before we start, I need to swear the both of you in. So, Mr. Turner and Mr. Schmidt, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Schmidt, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Schmidt, I do want to tell you, we currently have a release date for you, a sentence ending date of May 16th. Today's the 8th.
Yes.
So we're looking at only 8 more days. And
yes.
It's your right to have this hearing, but even if we did vote to release you back to reinstate your community supervision, I don't think it could be done any faster than the 16th.
I understand. Well, I agree with you. The only reason I came here today is just to make sure that my date is, in fact, May 16th.
That's the date that we have.
Okay.
So
because, I mean, my thinking was maybe you guys might try to give me more time, so I'm here to dispute it just in case because I have my paperwork while my warrant was issued and all that.
So we have no authority to give you more time. We can't.
Oh, okay.
We have no authority whatsoever. So.
Well, then that's fine. I don't mind doing the other 8 days.
You're keeping us honest, Tom. That's what you want to do. We're honest. Okay. Well, we've started the hearing, and we can do an abbreviated hearing, or we can conduct the full hearing. What would you prefer?
Well, if I plead guilty, will this affect me in the future for future parole? If I ever had to come back, God forbid, and I had to go through parole again, would me being guilty on violating my parole? Jeopardize my parole rights in the future?
Well, we haven't established that you did violate yet. I mean, we haven't gone far enough in the hearing to even establish that.
Okay.
So, so it's just your choice. Did you want to just clear?
I'll go ahead with the hearing, you know. But I don't mind staying the extra week.
Okay.
You know.
All right, sir. Then let's continue. So for phase one of the hearing. I mentioned it's in two parts in the hearing. What I'll do is I'll read this allegation to you, and then I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
So here's the allegation, and you've gotten a copy of this one. I'm sure this will sound familiar to you.
Yeah.
It's the allegation that's listed here is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Octagon Group, located at 2538 West Madison Street in Phoenix, on or about February 13th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So, Mr. Schmidt, is this true or false?
False.
It's false.
Because I never changed my address. I something came up and I wasn't able to get back on time.
You changed, the allegation is that you changed your place of residence.
No, I didn't change my residence.
Then hold on for a moment. I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Turner.
He discharged me.
Well, hold on, sir, and Mr. Turner is going to give us some testimony.
Okay.
Mr. Turner?
Allegation number one. On 12/18/2017, the offender was released to community supervision from Arizona State Prison Complex Marana without an approved placement. On 12/18/17, the offender reported for his initial intake to the Mesa Regional Parole Office with an acceptance letter from the Octagon Group facility located at 2538 West Madison Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85009, and was approved to reside there. During the offender's initial intake, offenders met Brian, ADC number 296846, reviewed and signed Arizona conditions of supervision. The offender was advised both verbally and per his written conditions of supervision to obtain approval from his supervising officer before changing his place of residence. On 2/21/2018, Gil Kupperman received a discharge letter via fax dated 2/21/18 from Harvey Miller, program staff at the Octagon Group. The letter stated the offender left the Octagon Group facility on 2/13/18 and failed to return. The offender did not inform his supervising officer nor have permission to change his place of residence. As of 2/26/18, the offender had failed to make face-to-face contact with his assigned parole officer. Thus, the offender's whereabouts are unknown. Thus, he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up. On 2/26/18, PO Kupperman contacted both Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Maricopa County Integrity Health System. Both agencies reported having no recent record of the offender. PO Kupperman also attempted to contact the offender's emergency contact, Sandra Short, his mother, at 480-430-8443 with no answer or availability to a messaging device. As of 2/26/18, the offender has not attempted to contact PO Kupperman or any of the community corrections staff member. PO Kupperman does not know of any other person or place to contact and attempt to locate the offender. PO Kupperman has exhausted all known means to locate the offender.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Schmidt, what's not true about this allegation?
Well, I never left my place of residence. I mean, I wasn't there. I failed to return on time. And apparently he discharged me, but I didn't know that until after I was arrested.
Well, sir, the statement is that you left the facility on the 13th and failed to return.
I failed to return on time, but I never changed my address.
Where were you living, sir?
Well, I went to go visit a family member.
So, sir?
In Queen Creek.
Sir, then,
I was working, but I...
You were not
I was having
that.
Phone trouble at the time, and I didn't have a way to get back. But
sir?
I did tell him that I was going to be... I did call the Octagon Group previously and told him, but I failed to call my parole officer because I didn't think that he was going to discharge me from it because my rent was paid up and I was doing everything I was supposed to do.
Mr. Schmidt, part of residence is being there, and you were not there. So
yeah.
I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2018W0593. I move to find Mr. Schmidt delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna mark paperwork. Hold on a second here. Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I did.
Mr. Johnson seconded. Agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Schmidt, the board has found you in just in violation of your conditions. Now, for phase two is where we discuss whether to reinstate your community supervision. And again, I doubt this, I'm 99% sure this could not occur any faster. You would not be released any faster.
I don't expect to get out. I mean, like I said, I just want to make sure that I'm getting out on the 16th, that's all.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm here, I didn't waive my right to,
We can continue your hearing, or we can just conclude your hearing, and you're scheduled for release on the 16th.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, then I'm going to make a final motion, and that is based on information in warrant 2018W0593, and our conversation with Mr. Schmidt and his wishes to just kill his number. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Schmidt was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding and not remaining in contact with his parole officer.
Second. Agreed.
All right, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. So, Mr. Schmidt, thank you so much for participating in your hearing today.
Okay.
Good. We wish you the best and good luck, and hope we never see an orange again.
All right. Well, thank you.
Not that we don't like you, but you know. All right, sir. And if you give the phone back to your CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. So I get out the 16th.
The 16th is the day.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh huh.